Growing up in Southern California, I loved watching the sun descend across the calm waters of the Pacific. I infused its disappearance with something cosmic and mystical. Darkness fell, the earth spun, and then dawn broke, bringing light and renewal to all. I've tried to maintain that attitude in all aspects of life, to recall the warmth of the sun, even on the coldest of nights. My approach towards music bore that out. As a member of the Beach Boys, I was the one most apt to find the positives, the silver lining, even in moments of despair. My parents were responsible for that. They gave me every reason to be hopeful. My mom's side of the family came from the dry prairies of Kansas, while my dad's forebears arrived from the cotton fields of Louisiana. All my ancestors, poor and desperate, were lured westward by the promise of a better life. Flowers in bloom, lush farmland, green mountains, clean beaches, warm sunshine, jobs in oil, agriculture, and construction. Southern California in the first quarter of the 20th century. This image rightfully endured for the next 50 years, hallowed in the grapes of wrath, memorialized on film, promoted on radio and in popular music. That image lingers to this day. Southern California was, and still is, a land where the American dream can become a reality. Yes, those words are a cliche, and it's easy to ridicule the California myth, from the Spanish settlers to the gold hunters to the Okies, all migrating to what was once known as the Mañana country, the country of tomorrow. But to me, it wasn't a myth. I saw how much could be achieved in one generation. The big house, the fancy cars, the nice vacations. All of it, plus newfound respect. Make no mistake, I wasn't raised at Disneyland. I also saw hard times and understood how ephemeral, how random success could be. And those experiences shaped my life as well. I knew that the streets of California were not paved with gold, but I've gone through my life believing that if you had the imagination, the ability, the work ethic, and a bit of luck, you might find the beaches sprinkled with some gold dust. It was a fine omen that my mother's first residence in California was a beach. Born in Hutchinson, Kansas, in 1919, Emily Wilson was named after her mother's favorite sister. But as the story goes, on the night she was born, her mother attended an opera featuring Glee star, so she gave her newborn the middle name Glee. That story must have been true, as it prefigured her lifelong devotion to the opera, and Glee became the name by which she was known. My mom's father, Coral Buddy Wilson, was a plumber, volatile and restless, who traveled far beyond his Kansas roots, seeking work at army camps in the Southwest, while also visiting California in search of his own fortune. My mom's mother, Edith, was Swedish. I take pride in knowing that I came from a long line of Swedish pacifists. She was born on a farm and had to quit school to help her family plant potatoes. Marriage didn't rescue her from poverty, however. Her husband often gone, Edith was left in Hutchinson to take care of her young family, and Glee, her fourth child, and her older brother Murray were briefly sent to live with their second cousins. Then in 1924, Buddy sent Edith a telegram, $200, and instructions to take a train to California. Glee was too young to remember the trip, but her mom later told her how kind the other passengers were. They pitied her, traveling with 5 children, and they would bring food for all of them. The Wilsons settled in an oceanside hamlet called Cardiff by the Sea, but unable to find a landlord who would rent them a room, they pitched a tent on a windswept beach and lived there for 9 weeks. That sounds harsh, but the complete novelty of the ocean provided its own variety of excitement. The family finally rented an apartment in Pasadena and eventually a small house in Inglewood, southwest of downtown Los Angeles.